Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right, let's doom scroll, baby.
Well, Laszlo.
Please, tell me more.
Back in 2017, there was all this talk about Trump and vaping and nicotine and that they were going to get rid of flavored vape products, maybe get rid of vaping products altogether. And then the rumor was that someone told Trump, like, hey, a lot of your base likes to vape. And he's like, let's put this off. So they put it off. It's all because it's something the FDA wants to do. The FDA has wanted to do lots of things when it comes to nicotine for a long time, but it's up to, I guess, each administration on whether or not they're going to follow through with this stuff. So now Biden's got two things happening here. The first is that I'm seeing today that Juul is just going away. I know. Snowco, you're looking at me, but it says specifically Juul in this thing. Now, this is according to the Wall Street Journal, but it says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is preparing to order Juul Labs to take its e-cigarettes off the market completely in the United States.
Oh, man.
Shares in the giant Altria Group, which owns 35% stake in the vaping product. You know, that's Philip Morris. They bought a huge chunk of Juul right before all that trouble happened. 35% stake. Their shares fell 8.5% following the report. The decision could come as early as Wednesday. Now, I was reading further down this article, it said that what would normally happen in a situation like this is that Juul could appeal and maybe even try and sue, and then that gives them like another year, possibly even a couple more years on store shelves. They were surprised that it doesn't look like they're going to do that. So I guess, according to this thing at least, Juul is about to go away. But meanwhile, with cigarettes, Biden wants to limit the amount of nicotine that's in cigarettes. And this is something they've been trying to do since the 90s. This was part of what I guess Trump's thing was going to do with the whole vape thing. They were also going to limit the amount of nicotine in cigarettes. Because like I said, it's the FDA that wants to do it. So depending on where you read this, I can't find an actual amount of like how much do they want to reduce the nicotine in cigarettes. Is it half as much? I read one article where it just said that they want to remove almost all nicotine from cigarettes. I don't know if that just means that, because I don't even know, honestly, what the percentage is in like a Marlboro Red or something. I know they have percentages just like there's milligrams, right? They do like there's this many milligrams of nicotine in each cigarette.
No idea.
With the vaping products and with the nicotine pouches that you can buy, those are all labeled, right? They'll say 3 milligrams, 6 milligrams. Cigarettes never said that I've ever noticed.
So.
But anyway, Juul apparently going away, and now cigarettes. Maybe most of the nicotine is going to be taken out of them.
The Biden administration taking action this morning to help smokers kick their habit. Under a new proposal, tobacco companies would have to limit nicotine levels in cigarettes, the rule designed to make them less addictive. It comes as the administration doubles down on fighting cancer-related deaths. That rule is expected in May of next year.
Now, of course, the FDA says that if you get rid of most of the nicotine, it'll be a lot easier for people to quit and a lot harder for people to get hooked, and so they can, you know, quit smoking. I would assume that if they're saying Juul is going away and they want to limit the amount of nicotine in cigarettes, that all the other things are probably going away too, right? All the vape juices, all the, in the beginning they said, well, any of the preloaded ones. So those are the Juuls the what's the thing you use, snow cone? An Enjoy. You've seen them, Laz, with the gas station.
Sure.
Just a device, and it's got a pod that's pre-filled. You put it in, and then it's disposable, and you put another pod in. The rumor was that that's what they were going to get rid of, was all the pod-based devices. And they said, no, we're going to get rid of all the flavors to see if maybe we can get them to leave us alone for a while. So Juul stopped selling most of their flavors, and the only way to get flavors was to buy refillable devices where you do it yourself. I've heard rumors, too, that those are going away, but I can't find anything today that talks about that. It's just Juul and cigarettes. But it seems to me like that would be next to go. Because when vaping got big, these vape shops started popping up everywhere. You can't drive. I mean, depending on where you live, if you're anywhere near a city, and even when you're out in the suburbs, there are vaping stores everywhere. And I know that after, if you give them maybe, even if vaping was legal and you left them open for 10 years, maybe it's too many. I don't know. Or maybe it's like mattress stores and they're everywhere because there's money in it.
Yeah.
But even when I went out of town, you know, we needed something from a vape store. And I thought, well, we could look it up. And I was like, no need. Just keep your eyes open because we'll see one soon. And we did.
The big sign that says Kratom on top of it.
Yeah, or Vapor World or whatever.
You've been doing Kratom for like 7 years now.
10 years.
10 years every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day you drink a big bottle of Kratom.
Yep. 10 years. Now, they did.
10 years, man. Because now it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And I know it started to become more popular, more popular, more popular. But now I think on my way home, I drive past 4 stores and strip malls that just say Kratom.
Yep.
Where before you're having to buy it from Bengali or something. Like he's like, look
on
at this stuff.
Internet.
I'm getting it from the internet in giant bags. I'm like, what? Why are you buying cut up grass leaves from Thailand? It's such a weird guy.
And then remember they said they were going to get rid of that. That was when Trump was in office, right? It was like September of 2017.
Well, I think like a lot of people who are addicted to opioids use these, right?
That's why Kratom got so big. Yep.
If you get rid of that, we could have no president wants to sit on top of another crisis.
Right. And I think with the Kratom thing, when they said they were going to outlaw that, the Kratom lobby had just started to get just big enough, especially in places like Florida, where they were able to go talk to politicians and say, look, if you get rid of this, you're going to see a spike in overdoses, all those things. The reason Kratom is so popular is because these pharmaceutical companies got everybody hooked on opioids, you know, and then that slid into serious, you know, heroin addictions and all these other things. Fentanyl, we hear about fentanyl all the time being in everything.
Right.
So they're like, hey, or we could just keep this Kratom stuff on the shelves. And if you want to make sure that there's no salmonella in it and all that stuff, that seems fair, but don't take it away. And I think you're right. They probably were like, we don't want to be the ones who got rid of this and we see another spike in overdose. Now, when it comes to nicotine, nicotine's been around forever. My thing is, if they get rid of, let's say they get rid of all the pod-based devices and they get rid of all the refillable devices, like you can't buy vaping supplies for nicotine, they're still, I would imagine, going to make Nicorette patches and Nicorette lozenges. I just feel like those things, because of the way they were marketed, because they're made by pharmaceutical companies like GlaxoSmithKline or whoever makes those, I don't want to get sued. I think they make one of them. But because those are made by those companies and they sold them in places like Walgreens, there's this completely different perception. And so no one even talks about getting rid of Nicorette or getting rid of Nicorette lozenges or any of that stuff. And I don't think most people realize that you could go from no nicotine use in your entire life to just someone saying, hey, stick a Nicorette patch in there. It'll help you get through the meeting. And just becoming hooked on that.
Yeah.
And I know people who use them that
way.
Who that's all they use. They just use Nicorette and that's when they started liking nicotine, which is what happened with Juul's, right? It was supposed to be something to help you quit smoking. And then, of course, they realized, well, except that kids who were basically done using nicotine at this point, because we were down to like
3%.
Now they're all getting hooked on nicotine. I don't know, Lazo. This is where I look, you know, it affects me a little bit. My libertarian tendencies start to come forward. I get that it's a problem with kids smoking or vaping the flavored Juuls and stuff. And I hear the guys at the vape store say, your kids are not my problem. Keep it out of, you know, your kids' hands. And I understand that argument to a certain extent. But I also think that they did a good job of trying to find some sort of a middle ground. In a lot of places, they said early, we're going to make it 21. And then they said, we're not going to sell any type of vaping supplies in gas stations because you have to be 21 to even get into a store where this stuff is being sold.
Right.
Things that, if they'd done that stuff sooner, if they'd done that from the beginning with Juul and those other things, just made it harder for kids to get. First of all, vaping might not be nearly as big as it is today. But also, we might not be talking about Juul you know, just like 3 years ago. Was it 3 years ago? Maybe four. I think it was like 3 years ago. Juul was having these giant Christmas parties, and they'd made, you know, $1 trillion year over year.
Yeah, right. Buy
Altria,
stock in Juul.
Yeah, Altria bought 35% of the company, and then boom. It was like a year later, Juul got hit hard the quickest because that's the brand that everybody knew. So they came right after them. And they went to just selling the non-flavor. What can you buy, Snowcone? Can you buy menthol even at a gas station?
Yeah, menthol.
So it's just regular tobacco and menthol, and that's it. But they got rid of all the flavors a long time ago, right?
Oh, yeah. The watermelon and blueberry went away years
and
ago.
Mango.
Wait, at my 7-Eleven, I can buy like a bunch of different flavors.
Yeah, and they're disposables,
I asked
right?
the lady, maybe. Yeah. But I asked the lady, I said, can I buy one of these things I'd like to try? And she was like, yeah, what flavor do you want? I'm like, cigarette flavor?
Right.
And she literally said they don't make that.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what do they make? And she's like, watermelon, mango,
yep,
you know, cotton candy. I'm
yeah
like,
yeah.
The disposables.
I don't
understand
how
the
cigarette?
Right.
And she's like, no. I'm like, well, I don't know.
I don't understand how those disposable ones are still being sold so many places. They told Juul and those companies you can't put the flavors. Enjoy doesn't sell flavors anymore,
no,
right?
No.
All those went away. But then the companies that are selling now, when I say disposable, these are ones, Liza, where it's all one device.
Yeah.
When it's empty, it's empty. You don't put a new pod in it or anything. With the Juul, you just replace the
right
pod and kept the battery.
Like 3,000
But why? Yeah. Why? Can you sell flavor disposables,
don't
but
know
you can't sell, like, that doesn't...
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand.
There's no consistency at
because
all.
Because I would think if you were a kid, the disposable is more lucrative or
yeah
wanted,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to, like, hide the mint julep nicotine
right
in your top sock drawer. You're going to go out with your buddies,
yeah,
you're 14 or 15 on the weekend, buy one of these things and smoke it all weekend and throw it out. No one's going to catch you, and you can smoke watermelon, right? Like, it would almost seem like the opposite would be true.
The only thing I can figure...
Don't you guys get, like, libertarian on this? Like, by the way, it's that when you think about alcohol and nicotine and the way those two things are treated, don't you get kind of libertarian with this?
Well, that's
like,
my only thought with the disposable ones that you're talking about that don't have pods is maybe they've said, hey, you know what? You got to be 21 or over to buy it, right? And perhaps with, like, when my niece was using Juuls, and, you know, I think it was all Juul stuff. Maybe those kids were getting those pods to someone like, hey, I got a bunch of mango pods. Hey, I got this. But when you have to buy the whole device and you have to be 21, I don't know. I really can't. I can't figure out how that slipped. Because where I live, I was under the impression that if you were going to sell vaping stuff at all, then you had to be 21 just to enter the store. That was a rule that they made, like, in the
right,
you know, actual city limits. So, yet at gas stations, I still saw what you're talking about. I still see them today, Lazlo. You don't have to be 21 to get into the gas station, but they're selling those branded,
right,
I don't know what they're called, like Pops or something, and they're just disposable. And they say, like, you know, strawberry, pomegranate, kiwi.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's definitely a flavor.
Right.
And it's definitely visible. I can see it right
and
there.
And the only reason why I know is because I wanted to buy one, they didn't do smoke.
Right. And what about the pouches? Because, you know, those have gotten big, too, in the last few years. There's no tobacco in them. It's nicotine derived from tobacco, I believe, but there's no tobacco in them, so they're just nicotine pouches. Are kids using those, too? I haven't heard about that being
so
an issue.
No.
So do they keep those around? I just find it hard to believe that Nicorette would go away if they say we're going to get rid of all this stuff. I bet Nicorette finds a way to stay on the shelves at Walgreens
yeah,
and those places.
You would think.
And then what? Do a bunch of kids just start going out? Those are expensive. That is
yeah
one thing, is that if you want to buy Nicorette stuff, it's expensive. All right, I know we're out of time, but Lazo, I'm sure you heard Gronk again said he's retiring. He's done.
NFL yeah star Rob Gronkowski. We know him as Gronk. He's known for his antics, Miss Jones,
yes,
on and
it is
off
true. Good morning, guys. Well, Gronk is one of the league's most successful and beloved players, and his legendary career appears to be coming to an end. He announced on Instagram yesterday that he's retiring for the second time, writing, "I will be walking away from football again with my head held high, knowing I gave it everything I had."
Yeah, he's pretty good at football. Seems like he was pretty good. You think he's really done, Lazo? Is just another...
I saw that he said, "If Brady calls me during the season, we'll see what happens." And then Brady
really
posted on Instagram a picture of a guy with a phone.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
I think he's probably good.
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.